On this episode of Brookdale Beat, Tom Brennan talks with Thomas Yaculo, Associate in Government Affairs and Community Relations, about how you can join your colleagues at 3 parades in Monmouth County and spread the spirit of togetherness and Brookdale pride, one shamrock clapper at a time.
Welcome to our look at the people, organizations, and initiatives within Brookdale Community College and beyond. This is Brookdale Beat.
All right, Thomas, thank you so much for coming on by on Brookdale Beat today. We have some fun stuff to talk about today.
Thank you, Tom. Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, so we are talking about one of my favorite things to come around in the springtime, and that is the parades that Brookdale is a part of. So let's talk about that. Where are the parades happening? What towns are they happening in?
So the parades will be taking place in 3 towns this year, the same as last year. Asbury Park is going to be the first one on March 8th. The second one is going to be Freehold at... on March 15th.
There you go. Okay,
wait, let's see. And then Keensburg is going to be on March 28th.
There you go. Yeah, good. You passed the test.
I did. I remembered the first part.
and it's Freehold Borough, by the way.
Yes, that's not Freehold Township or Upper Freehold.
There's one of those things about Freehold that if you say the wrong thing, man, it's Have you ever marched in the Freehold Parade?
Yes, I marched in all 3 parades.
Okay.
This is now my 3rd year participating in them.
Right.
And it's a really wonderful, fun activity for the whole family, staff, students, anyone who comes out really gets to experience the true connection in which Brookdale has within our community.
Yeah.
And it's just a lot of fun.
I'm asking because I've been to the Asbury parades and the Keensburg parades before. And actually, over the past couple of years, my daughter has joined me as well. And surprising is not the right word to say, but when you're walking down, and the other thing too about being in these parades is you're actually walking in the parade.
Yes.
You're not on the sideline.
You're part of the crew.
Yeah. And so I've noticed that when our contingency shows up in that part of the parade, oftentimes people are like, oh, Brookdale, like they automatically recognize who we are. And there's something to be said for that, for just to feed your ego a little bit. Like, wow, like I'm part of something big and I'm part of something that people, they have smiles on their face.
It's big and generational. I think that's the other thing. And that's the real eye-opening fact of participating in them is that you see the grandmother, the mother, and son now going to Brookdale, so on.
I've heard that. Yeah, that now you say that, like, oh, I went to Brookdale, and she did too, and she's going to go. And it's like some kid in a carriage. That makes me that shows my age here, but
they're going next
in a stroller. In a stroller, you know what I mean. So I think that's healthy for us, you know, that when you're walking down that you can see that and you can, the only, now we're going to jump around a little bit here, but the other thing that people go crazy for in these parades are the clappers.
Oh yeah. Legendary shamrock clappers.
I don't know who came up with the idea of clappers to begin with, but whoever it is a genius, and they need a medal of some type because people want those. All they are just these little plastic things that you shake it back and forth and it makes a clapping noise, but people want those so bad.
They seek them out. It is
it's a commodity on those days, right?
It is, but I'm sure some parents don't like it because it definitely causes a little bit of annoyance. But it's all for the fun and making noise, being a part of the celebration.
Yeah, and because it's a parade, right? You're not supposed to be quiet in a parade.
That is true, but they are very loud.
Okay, I remember I think it was the Asbury Parade at one point in time, and somebody had, I won't say who it was, somebody spilled a bunch of clappers on the ground, and it was as if they're like these kids swarmed around the clappers to grab them, and like that was just so, it was just fun. It was a fun part of that day that I will never forget, and because that's how much people want those things, which is again, it's amazing how something so small and is just has such an impact on people, you know. So I wanted to speak to the times when I've walked in the parades before, and the one thing I really enjoy doing it is because I get to work with you, right?
Yes,
and which is great on its own.
Yes,
but also in a way that's not actually work. Like you're showing up somewhere and you're like, oh, I know that person. I know that. And maybe you never interacted with them before. It's great for networking, and it's also just a ton of fun to work with people who you normally work with, but you're not doing. you're not here at Brookdale. You're in Asbury. You're in Freehold. You're in Keensburg. Just doing something different with those people. It's almost like a retreat, yeah, almost for that type of thing. So that's what I love about going to these parades. On top of all the other stuff we talked about. But what do you get out of
honestly,
going to
I
the
kind
parades?
Of agree with that. It's yeah. really nice to get to see people in different environments, and especially in an environment in which we're not brought together to do work, which right. is usually the majority of the time in which we communicate or talk. There's projects which need to be accomplished, and there's always a how do I put it? There's always something bringing us together that is work-related. So yeah. while, yes, this is a work-related activity, it is more of a, you're out in the community. It's yeah. an off day. You know, you get to wear jeans, which is, it's
well, wait, I'm wearing jeans now. Jeans. But I work in a different building than
yes,
you do.
Yes, so. But it's a really, really good time. And it's great to communicate with, you know, the other departments, which you wouldn't normally do.
Yeah.
And there's governance and things along the lines like that. But even so, that is something that is more work-related. It's for the betterment of the college, whereas this is, you know, for the betterment of the community and yeah. the college, and yeah. to really see the key connections in which Brookdale has within these three regions and then also regions beyond all throughout Monmouth County.
Yeah, because I'm sure there are people that live in Asbury. They're going to the Asbury Parade, but yeah. there are also people from all around Asbury yes. that are coming to that parade.
Because it's such a community connector.
Yeah.
So
yeah. I also think is great, too, is that there's no ego in yeah. these events, too. It's just like, hey, we're here. We're helping out. Everybody's helping out one another. And I think that's also really that's really cool as well. So you were talking about the dates. Those dates are all on Sundays, by the way. So it's
the last one, actually, Keensburg, the 28th, is going to be on a Saturday.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
So there's one. You get to sleep in on Sunday if you come to Keensburg. So,
and I can actually walk to that parade, too. That's, yes. that's why I participate in, because I live in Keensburg, too.
That one's one of the best. It's also physical activity. That's the other great part the parades bring, is the fact that we are doing something in a physical way. We're going out. We're marching. You know, we're shaking hands, giving out clappers, yeah. and really get to see the smile on people's faces and know that we are bringing them that, by handing them a little clapper.
And you can't get that looking at a screen.
You can't.
And on a keyboard.
Zoom can't do that.
Yeah.
So.
And I think this is also a very good time for us to talk about this as well, because just this morning, for some reason, I started seeing, perhaps it's because Asbury released their route that they have, mm-hmm. and I know Keensburg released with their route, because Keensburg always changes their route.
Yeah, every year.
So you can, even if you wanted to take a look at before you signed up, to go to the parade, see how the route is. But once you sign up, you guys send
out
all that information.
Yeah, we wind up sending out a map about 3 days before the parade.
Yeah.
And essentially everyone knows where we're going to be meeting up at or around the spot. And the Brookdale contingent, I have to admit, it is not hard to miss. We are there and we are proud, and we definitely make our presence known, and that's what we plan to do this year.
You could also close your eyes and you can hear the clappers, too.
Oh, yeah.
You'll know that we're coming.
Just follow the sound.
So if I wanted to sign up for these events, where would I go?
The best place to go would be to brookdalecc.edu/parades.
Okay. Yeah, and there's a form set up there, and I'll also put a link in the description on the show here.
Perfect.
So people can click on that too. But again, it's brookdalecc.edu/parades. We hope to see you there. I will be there. Thomas will be there as well, and we're going to have a whole lot of fun. So we want you to show up and have a great time working with people that you don't normally work with in a different way.
And also the other key part is that you can bring your family. It's
yes.
not an event that is just, you know, solely staff or solely students. Everyone is welcome. Community members are welcome. It's an event you could really bring your whole family and kind of, you know, have fun out in the city. So
one of our coworkers has her daughter comes and her husband comes with the dog.
Yes.
And they walk
yes,
with the dog,
definitely.
Too, which is kind of fun.
More puppies are allowed, that's for sure. if you have them, bring them. We would definitely love to throw the Brookdale flag on them.
Thomas, thank you so much for coming by today. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me, Tom. I appreciate it.
I'm Peyton, a communication student at Brookdale. Thanks for joining Brookdale Public Radio as we shine a light on Brookdale Community College. We're here, we'll get you there. Find more links, information, and listen to this and other episodes at 90.5thenight.org/brookdalebeat.